Psalm 67, these are the words of God. To the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So you can hear and see right away in this passage the idea that God would not just bless Jews in all the nations, but all the nations through the Lord Jesus was not new in the New Testament or the Great Commission. Of course, we have been hearing it ever since Genesis 3, and especially and the promises made to Abraham and to Isaac and to some extent to Jacob. But here it's very obvious. Peoples is here four times, and the nations, plural, in verse 4 as well, and verse 2 as well. So the desire here that God would receive praise from all of the nations, all of the peoples, and that he would do so by saving people without compromising his justice. The blessing in verse 1 is the Aaronic blessing, or at least it reminds us of that. It's meant to bring that to the forefront of our minds, you know. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. The Lord bringing, as it were, the nations into the blessing of Israel. And so we see how that blessing comes in verse 4. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. And so this comes not by God winking at sin or pretending that sin is no big deal, but he blesses without compromising his justice at all. God's mercy and blessing to his people, that we desire to be so great that not only we would praise him, and that should be our desire in our blessing, in our blessedness, that we would be brought to praise him. But we ought to desire more than just that we would praise him, but that everyone who hears or sees what God has done for us, that they would praise him. And so this is our great desire, or ought to be our great desire and our blessing. He gives us psalms like this, songs like this, prayers like this, so that as we sing them, we would be reminded that the great end of his blessing his people and saving his people, your salvation, your way, verse 2, be known on the earth and among all the nations, that the great end of all these things would be that he would be praised by all. So we don't just say, oh, may men be saved, second half of verse 2, or oh, may men know the right way, the ways of God, first half of verse 2. We want those things, of course. Don't we want men to be saved? Of course. Don't we want men to know God's way and to walk in it and to know God's ways that he himself acts? Yes, we want them to have right practice and right doctrine. But what we want most of all is that God would be praised for giving them right thinking, that God would be praised for giving them right acting, but most that God would be praised for saving them so that they could think and act in the right way. But all of it, so that God would be praised, that God would make us glad in praising Him. And we don't just praise Him as those who are astonished. We praise Him as those who are blessed. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. We often talk about reverence, and we're right to do so. Remember Leviticus 10, God says, by those who draw near me, I will be reverenced. We remember Hebrews 12, let us have grace so that we may worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for He is a consuming fire. It is absolutely right to talk about reverence and worship, but we also must come with joy. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. So let us also aim at joyfulness before God. This, of course, is something that we need to work on, not just in the public assembly, which is the primary context for Psalm 67 and its instructions, but also in our family worship and in our private worship. And if we have trouble stirring our hearts up to gladness, if we're having family worship and we feel like we're just going through the motions, or our heads are drooping and we're tired, or we're distracted by other things and we don't have the joy that is commanded, well, then we can feed that joy by the things that are here. That God judges the people righteously, but He has made a way for us to be saved and for His judgment to be righteous. He is just and the justifier of the one whom He saves through faith in Jesus Christ. So we think upon His salvation. We think upon how He hasn't compromised His justice, but now His justice demands our blessing. We think upon how He has made us His very own and created and redeemed us in order to know Him, in order for us to have the blessedness of knowing Him and drawing near to Him and seeing who He is and what He's like, and not just knowing what He says for us to do, but having His Spirit give us a new heart to want to do what He says to do. And so as we meditate on these things and we realize what the living God has done for us, that should stir up our joy so that we will worship not just with reverence, which we ought to, but with joy. And so our great priority must be the glory of God, which glory we worship with joy. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for this great missionary psalm, and we confess and recognize You as the great missionary who are glad in Yourself from all eternity and have created us in order to share Your gladness with us, to gather us into Yourself. We thank You that You have done this not just for Israel, but by means of Israel, for Your church, the Israel of God, from all the nations, that we might be glad and sing for joy as Your people whom You have blessed, whom You have justified. And so we pray that You would give us to often be thinking about and live in light of Your making us righteous in Yourself, so that we would rejoice over You, and that we would sing for joy, even now, as we come to sing, which we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.